get it in your mind that you're going to figure it out. You ain't got a playbook, go find a playbook. True. You don't know how to do this, go find. Like, I had to literally pay attention to the industry, watch context clues, use deductive reasoning, all this other type of stuff. I'm just saying, to figure this stuff out. For me, one of the most rewarding parts of this whole process was is my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
What makes the journey worth it? The pain, the adversity, the opposition, the challenges, the uncertainty. Why do I have to go through this? What's the lesson in this? I got a paralyzed right arm and hand. The million-dollar question I get every single day is, you wouldn't change what happened to you, why? Serendipity, join us for insightful dialogues about not just successes, but about failures, opposition, adversities that shape and mold the individuals to who they are today. I'm Inky Johnson. This is Serendipity.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Serendipity with Inky Johnson. Today's guest, you know, he's a husband, he's a father, he's an entrepreneur. He's the independent artist, musician. Like, he's incredible. Toby Wigway. Toe from the SWAT. What's up, my brother?
Oh, man, all is well, man. It's an honor to be in the presence of the Inky Johnson. You feel me?
Hey, Toe, I want to make sure. Did I pronounce the last name right? Man, I've been working on it.
Oh, 100%. Even if you didn't, you're still good.
My brother. Yeah. Well, first and foremost, man, I've been knowing you, man, since we was on tour with E.T. And prior to, man, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, bro, I'm happy for you and your family. I'm proud of you, man. And it's an honor, bro. It's an honor. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. If you could just 10X that statement from me to you and then add on to it that you are an extreme inspiration on what a solid man, father, and dude with integrity and character look like. I feel like anybody looking for an example should look at Ink. Don't even look at me. Look at Ink.
My brother. Yeah. My brother. Well, we're going to get into it. So me and you got something in common, man. We both are former collegiate athletes. You know, your senior year, you was top five linebacker in the country, coming out of the Mean Green, doing your thing. And we both suffered injuries, right, that altered our careers and directed us down a new path to find new purpose. And so when you encountered that injury your senior year, man, of college football, like, what did that do to you, Toe, from a mental standpoint?
Yeah, well, first I would say I appreciate you saying that we the same, even though you was at, you know what I'm saying? He was at a way more prestigious. I feel you trying to make it out. Thank you for painting the picture. But let's not act like Tennessee and North Texas in the same category. Let's not act like first round, projected sixth round. Let's not look. All right, I feel you. And I feel the love, and you trying to paint the picture for the people. No, but yeah, let's just, come on, man. We're going to call a spade here. I was solid. You were phenomenal. I was the best at where I was at. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It's different levels in different spaces. So yeah, but the injury, I say it's the best worst thing that happened to my life, being that it made me for the first time look at who I was outside of Toby the football player. Mm-hmm. And it made me for the first time in my life nosedive into figuring out what my purpose was. I did all that's what launched me doing all the self-discovery stuff that I did in my life.
Wow. You know, like I always say to people, Toby, even when I had my injury, it gave me so much time in solitude to think. But the thing I wanted more than anything was purpose. After my injury happened and my arm got paralyzed, I went in search for it, like, intentionally. Yeah. And so this gift that you got, like, bro, like, how you do what you do, you, your team, Fat, Nail, like, it's incredible. Like, when did you know, like, you could do what you do, the way you do it, and how you do it? When did you know you had this gift of artistry, man?
I'll be honest with you. It didn't really come into my mind like, yo, now I know, like, this is it until like we started doing it. Now, I knew what my purpose was, right? Mm. I knew my purpose was to be a conduit to the realization of purpose in, of people's lives and whatever vehicle God would have me in. Damn. I just ain't know what the vehicle was and how specifically it was going to happen. But once I just started moving in the direction that I felt like I was called to move in, like it started, like, it's hard because though the actual work that we doing for the people was extremely hard and like the mm-hmm. process was hard, like it was easy, for lack of better terms, mm-hmm. as it relates to like doors opening and people being truly affected by the stuff, in that sense. Like the work was extremely hard, tiring. You got to come up with stuff on a weekly basis, blah blah blah, all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
but like I had peace about it. Like I knew I was moving in the right direction, that type of stuff.
No doubt, no doubt. One of the things I love, and I didn't know this, man, until I went and just was doing my research about, you know, the foundation and the work you was doing. And you say y'all call yourselves the Guineas, right? And about making purpose popular, you know what I'm saying? And that's dope, man. But like, what started that, Tobe? Like, what birthed that in terms of just doing that, the work you was doing in terms of the foundation?
100%. That was, I got that vision in college when I first got the entry. But when I was in college, you know, when you're young, I was like, yeah, God, I promise you, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Once I hit the league, you know what I'm saying? Once I hit the league, you know what I'm saying? And fortunately for me, my injury wasn't as severe as your injury. Mm-hmm. So it was like a 9-month turnaround. I could be back. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to come back better than I ever was. And then I'm going to actually hit the league. And the guy was like, yeah, all right, cool. You could do that. But that's your dream. Mm-hmm. So what I had to do was I had to lay my little dream down at the altar or whatever. And just start moving in the vision that he gave me back in college, which was this whole purpose thing and helping people to discover what their purpose was and the whole mindset of people coming from where I come from and not understanding that they do have purpose in their lives. And to be honest, every single thing that we're doing now, like, started from starting a nonprofit organization. And, wow. and the full name of it was Guinea Boompa Gi, which is the Igbo translation for what's your purpose. That's how I met E. That's how I met C. That's how I started doing music. That's how, like, all of it started from, you know what I'm saying, trying to help people understand what their purpose is.
Absolutely.
Excuse the coughing. That's
you're good, man. You're all good.
You know what I'm saying?
You're all good. So, Tobe, like, when I think about you just as an artist, like, one of the things I think about, like, all the way back to Get Twisted Sundays, was the consistency, right? And still the consistency, right? But I know it's a journey to that. It's a process to that and building up and getting to the point to where you can produce content on the level of what you produce it at. Yeah. In terms of that process leading up to the Tobe that we see now, the Tobe that the world sees now, right? Like I always tell people, when I was young and you would meet somebody, you thinking where you meet them at is where they've always been. And I think that's one of the most common mistakes we make as people. But the journey to being consistent, can you speak a little bit about how that made you and shaped you into who we've come to know today?
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot about what you say as it relates to, can you do what you said you was going to do long after the feeling that you said you was going to do it and has left?
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, moving and maneuvering with C.
Yeah.
The feeling that you said you was going to do it and leave you very quickly. I'm just saying.
No doubt.
I'm just saying, if you would see the jubilance and all that other excitement and stuff that you had when you said, oh, I'm going to do da-da-da-da, like, after talking to C for a little while and him, like, doing the whole accountability thing for you, you just be like, yeah, all that little excitement that I had, yeah, that's out the window. Now I'm out here on straight. Will and hate of failure. I'm talking about the hatred I have towards losing and failing and not doing what I said I was going to do. Now that's the new feeling that kick in and drive you towards making sure you execute what you say you going to do. And I think that consistency was was bred with accountability, and it just turned into, you know what I'm saying? It just turned into the norm because of the environment that I willingly put myself in to make sure I could, you know what I'm saying, get the stuff done. Because some people, I really feel like some people don't really desire that type of environment because of whatever reason, but the lack of that type of environment put you in places where you can fail and will not do what you said you was going to do, and nobody holds you accountable, and you take it easy on yourself because of whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to call people soft these days, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to Eve trying to make me switch up my language. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I'd be struggling to find like replacement words. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It always kind of just say like, because you meek, you very meek. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you. So Tobe, speaking about like C and E, I know they've had a big impact on you in terms of just, you know, how you move, how you do things, and how you see things. Could you speak a little bit about that and the impact that they've made on you personally, just as a man?
Yeah, I would say E is the greatest example to me of somebody who can make it to a quote unquote high level of notoriety or whatever the case is and still have integrity and character and still be and still hold true to his principles and not be moved or shaped by the world. C, on the other hand, is not as spiritual, you know what I'm saying? But it's still, it's not as spiritual, but it's still like this is the thing. C is solid in a whole different way, and like we really kind of like operate the same. I promise you, I think if E wasn't in the picture at all, I'd be a completely different. Oh man, me and C would be terrible. We'd be terrible together. Be bebop and rockstead.
Bebop and rockstead.
Oh, bro. But nah, C helped me understand just how just balance, and then branding, marketing, and then like no excuses, bro.
Absolutely.
And like we learn no excuses and stuff like that in football and discipline and perseverance, all that type of stuff. But it's different out here in the real world. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, I feel you. But it's a whole different level when you're trying to be an entrepreneur, when you're trying to provide for your family, have your own stuff, own your own stuff. It's just a different mindset. And he really helped me understand, listen, everything that you can say that let's not even call it an excuse. It could be a good reason for why you don't do.
Absolutely.
What is it you say you're going to do? Nobody cares.
Nobody
cares about none of that. Mm-mm. Nobody cares about none of that. If you're going to be what you need to be in life, you need to be a person who values execution.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Execution in all aspects of whatever you say you're going to do, do that.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
And that's strong because I think a lot of times a cat can have an excuse and it can even be valid. But like you said, even when it's valid, it's like, bro, it's valid, but you still got to execute. You still got to do what you got to do. You still got to handle your business. And so I think that's strong, man. But Tobe, you dropped many incredible songs, man. But that Try Jesus, like, and Not Me, like, what birthed that? You did a cat try you? I wanted to just know, did a cat try you, Tobe, and that pulled that out of you? What birthed it, bro?
Man,
what started it?
I don't even live a lifestyle that bring that type of energy to me. But nah, I'm just saying, like, people, that's just it came from how I know I feel. Mm-hmm. And I know other people feel, because listen, while we out here really trying to like live based upon our principles and do what God has told us to do.
Absolutely.
Like that don't mean that you, like we still come from places that shaped us and made us aware of just how to handle ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And even if we being biblical, like, bruh, I feel you on everything that you're saying. But don't. I just know what I live for and what I die for. Let me say it like that. I know what I live for and what I die for. And there's things that really don't move me or affect me at all like that. But there are certain things that I'm literally willing to lose my life for. You know what I'm saying? Things that I value on a whole different level. My wife, my kids.
Absolutely.
You know, that type of stuff. My tribe, my people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's like King said. I was going to say, it's like King say, a man that hasn't found something that he's willing to die for isn't fit to live. And so, speaking to it, I feel it. Yeah.
I'm just sure people like you can share that same exact sentiment.
Absolutely. And so, Tobe, I want to ask you, man, what was one of the most challenging times of your career up until this point? And what was one of the most rewarding times in your career up until this point? I'm sure you've had many, but if there's any that you can point to or spot and say, all right,
I say, all right, I got you. No, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging time. The beginning with C. Like, not bringing the actual Get Twisted Sunday, the consistency stuff to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ain't have no foreknowledge of the industry. I had the stuff work. So you got to understand, when we first started this, I didn't know nothing about no music.
Mm.
And contrary to popular belief, C ain't know nothing about music. Like, nobody, we didn't know nothing about it. But he had the expectation of execution. Mm. And no playbook, just know none of that. But yet and still, it don't matter if you got no play. It don't matter if you got none of that stuff. What you got to do is get it in your mind that you're going to figure it out. You ain't got a playbook, go find a playbook. Mm. You don't know how to do this, go find. Like, I had to literally pay attention to the industry, watch context clues, use deductive reasoning, all this other type of stuff. To figure this stuff out. So it was extremely challenging getting C's type of accountability.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to navigate to this thing. And then, but you know what I'm saying, but eventually figuring it out, and like, watch this, figuring it out wasn't even the most rewarding part. That's not I feel like for me, one of the most rewarding parts of this whole process was my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
And being able to do this with my family.
That's beautiful.
I really do. And then, you know, that sounds good, but I really do feel like marriage is one of the best, even though it's the most challenging things. And I think it's one of the best things you could do as a man, because it puts you in a position where it forced you to grow.
Absolutely.
And it forced you to face a mirror every day.
Every day.
Every day. And say to yourself, are you the person that you said you are? And like, cause this is the thing about marriage. Marriage can be sweet. For like 24, 48, 38, a whole year. And then just randomly out of nowhere, the situation could get sticky.
Absolutely.
You're like, hey, how we get into the sticky situation? And then what shapes you is how you handle sticky situations.
Yes, sir.
How you and I ain't even talking about like deep, like a whole bunch of deep stuff. I'm talking about like, all right, what's a sweet example? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about extremely practical as I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
No,
you got to decide which example you want to use now, because then, you know what I'm saying? In fact, go, so, all right, what's a good example? So Fat got this thing where she opens stuff and leave everything. I'm talking about, it don't matter what it is. A drawer, a cabinet, a jar, a bottle, lotion, toothpaste.
They'll say everything.
And it don't matter. So this is what we do. We talk about, hey man, if you could just close the stuff after you done using it. All right, cool, I'm closing. 2 days. I'm talking about 2 days. Two solid days.
That's all.
Everything back open again. You just got to think to yourself, how you gonna navigate this? Mm-hmm. Now it's two for me. It's two options, but this is the growth part. Watch this. This is the growth part right here. It's bothering me. Mm. It ain't bothering Fat. Mm. I thought somebody said, "Hey, listen to me. If it's bothering you so much, you do it.
Mm.
Just close the stuff. Because obviously it's bothering you. Mm. The open stuff ain't bothering her.
Mm.
Toothpaste drying out, lotion, food being out, everything. Using the pots. The pot still, you don't put the pots up after you cook. Mm-hmm. That don't bother. That ain't bother. It's only bothering one person. Mm. So if it's bothering you, you should do something about it, because your happiness ain't dependent upon another person.
Mm.
Get happy.
Mm.
If it make you happy to see the stuff closed, close the stuff. I'm talking about.
Mm.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Dying to self. I just be like, wow, I just don't think they're doing this in regular relationships. I just don't think this is a thing.
That's beautiful, though, man. That's beautiful.
Bro, it really is.
I agree, though, Toe. Like, even with me, like, cats see me speak, and I'm like, yeah, you see me speak, but my wife has taught me how to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's taught me how to communicate. Like, I'm a type with conflict. I'm like, man, I'm going to go on about my business and just hope it just go away. Then I circle back, and she's like, nah, we finna talk about this right now. You know what I'm saying? And as a man, I had to respect and I had to do it. But it taught me how to communicate and navigate with conflict resolution. Like, when we deal with males, it's a totally different type of energy. But with our spouses, it's different. But it shaped me in my career. And so 100%. The question I wanted to ask you, in terms of just your art and the work that you put out, like, are you conscious in terms of what you put out of your family, your wife, your children? You know, your mother, your father, like your family, when you put out art, do you think in terms of, man, one day when my kids grow up, they might listen to this? Or what's your creative process and how do you navigate that?
It's literally that, what you just said. I think about all that stuff. I think about the people who come from where I come from and what they need to hear and what I would like to, what I would have wanted to hear when I was younger. And I say that on tracks. I think about my kids, my wife all the time. When I'm doing music, I wouldn't necessarily say my mom and Shane believe I was going to be able to do this.
that's hilarious. You tell that story, that joint fire.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I think about literally all of that stuff when I'm doing it. And I'm very conscious and considerate about those type of things. And I understand that everybody don't do music for the reason why I do music. So I used to be hard on people like that wouldn't like, take into consideration that type of, like, that be that thoughtful with how they doing stuff. Then I realized, bruh, everybody ain't here for what you here for. Mm. You do your part. If they here to express themselves, however they express themselves, bruh, let them do that. Some people are, like, real artists. Before I'm an artist or any of that type of stuff, I'm a man, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm all that type of that. All that type of stuff come way before any of this creative stuff. I don't be on that creative stuff. I don't be on no, well, I got to be in this specific place. And no knock to people who are on that when they do their stuff. I be on some, I got to do this before these babies wake up. Mm. I be on some, I got to do this. So, you know what I'm saying? You hear that?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I be on some, you know what I'm saying? That's what I be on. Yeah. And then I got to figure out however I need to figure it out, because I got to get this done because my people need this. Mm. And I'm doing it for a specific group of people. Mm. My music ain't for everybody. Now, if everybody get it, that's cool. But I'm doing it for people who come from where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, and who share the same type of experiences that I experienced. If you from the hood, this for you. If you the firstborn generation, if you the first generation born in the U.S., this for you. Mm-hmm. If you, you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt. So, Toby, I want to ask you, man, like, because we see you, the success, like, you're manifesting, acquiring, it's beautiful. Like, what's the goal, Toby? Like, when you think about it, what's the goal in terms of putting out art, music, doing it, being consistent? What's the goal? What's the ultimate goal in your mind for this season? I know goals change in different seasons, but in this season, what's the goal?
Yep, I got you. I promise you, and people be wanting to me to give them like some like a whole planned out thing. I just be wanting to, I promise, I just be wanting to do exactly what God would have me to do. And no then doubt. Just, I'm, but I'm serious though. Mm-hmm. And like when he switched, I could switch and not have no resistance to it. Like yeah. whatever it is. Right now the season is music. No and I'm just going, I'm gonna, I do that consistently. Because it's what he has for me right now.
No doubt.
But like whenever, it, like however, whenever the spirit moves, switch or whatever the case is, I just go with it.
No doubt.
I just be, I just try to wake up and be obedient every day.
Yeah.
I just wake, I just try to do that. And I try to, I have complete solace or peace in the fact that I'm really good on really everything the world has to offer. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not playing. I'm really content.
Yeah.
Like if I died tomorrow, and I know that I've been doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't be thinking to myself like, man, what if, man, I should, man, I don't have those type of thoughts to where I just want to do like a whole bunch of other different stuff. Yeah. I'm extremely content, bro. This is the dream that I ain't never think was a dream to begin with.
Yeah.
I got my wife. I got my babies. Mm. I got another baby on the way. Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, like we've been blessed financially. We sweet. Like, bro, I don't want for nothing and I don't want nothing.
Mm.
I don't want nothing.
All good.
Like, and if I lost it all tomorrow, I still be good.
All good. Yeah.
I'd be all good.
Yeah,
and most of the stuff that I do it in service. Like even like, bruh. Yeah, it's hard to explain.
No, I get it's, it. I get it, Toe. I feel the same way, bro. I feel the same way.
I'm saying I truly believe that you get it, but I want to. I need communication expertise to explain it to people so that they can get it because that's what I don't got. Like I might got eloquent raps and stuff like that, but I'm like, yo, how can I say it? So you get this piece of it. Mm. So you could stop all how do you stop people from capping so much and dealing with, you know what I'm saying, the insecurity that drive that?
I think like I'm finna dive into it. I think like
please.
Even when you said like obedience, Tobe, like I'm big on obedience. That's what got me into speaking, right? And we both know Bible say obedience is better than sacrifice. But the first thing we do as people, we judge the level of sacrifice without being obedient. So even if we go down the road of purpose, mission, we judge and sacrifice. What is this going to cost me? What I got to give up? You know, what I got to do without even being obedient to the call, right? But once we get into the purpose, the mission, me speaking, you doing what you're doing with your music, your artistry, right? Like, I got so much peace about what I'm doing because of what you just said. But I never thought it was a dream in the first place. I never did, right? I never thought at one point in my life I would be doing what I'm doing. But I'll tell you this, so, like, me and my son, we got in an accident, right, a couple of weeks ago, right? And by the grace of God, we both made it out fine. And I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, man, I got so much peace, right? Like, it invigorated my faith. It energized my faith. But the fact that after it happened, like I had so much peace and calmness that I thought about, bro, if we would have checked out, like I'm evaluating and assessing my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I got peace. I'm good. Like, bro, I'm good. And I don't even know, man, I'm blessed, this, that. Bro, I'm just good. Like I got a level of peace that surpasses all understanding because I feel like the things I've gotten, I told my boy yesterday, I said, man, quit wishing for stuff you haven't earned. I said, bro, you ain't even earned tomorrow yet. You ain't even earned half of the stuff you've acquired. Like, that's just a blessing. That's been given to you. That's a level of grace and an extension of grace that you haven't even worked for. But you've been blessed with it. And so I feel you on that, man. No doubt, bro. I feel you on it. For sure.
Oh, man, 1,000%, man. Appreciate you saying that, though.
Yeah, they
get a better perspective, too. Yep.
And so, Tobe, as I take us out, man, I want to get you back to your family. Like, with the time that we're in, the things that people are experiencing, whether it be pandemic, whether it be a loss of employment, and just change, bro, uncertainty. If there's a mantra that you live by, or if there's any words that you would just offer to the world, the people, just to keep going.
Very simple. I always say die empty. Don't leave no potential on the table. Live every day like it could be your last, because it could be your last.
No doubt.
But don't, like, whatever is to be done, do it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
whatever's to be done, do it. Whatever you could do in the day, do that.
Yes, sir.
Don't make no excuses. Put it all out there, and then when you go, you gone. When I die, I don't want nobody. I don't want you to mourn like that. I want you to celebrate. Go up for me. Mm. I did it all.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I did it all.
Mm.
And I did that part, and I did what I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I did that part, and I did what I was supposed to do. And thankfully, I did what I was supposed to do on the more recent side.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't do what I was supposed to do and then flip it on you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Just die empty.
I got you, bro. Yeah. My brother, I appreciate your time, man. As always, bro, happy for you. Happy for you and your family. Shout out to the crew. And thank you, bro. I appreciate your wisdom and your time.
Man, I appreciate you having me on. And, Ink, listen, I know you only really talk to people on stages and in your speeches and stuff like that. I know you're really, you know what I'm saying? I know you're talking really stop after you done talking to people on the stage. You be like, all right, I'm just gonna talk to my people. You know what I'm saying? But please, let's be in communication outside of that. I know you know what I'm saying? I know you do your thing, man. I know you beep and stuff like that, but you know what I'm saying? Regular conversation. I know you're a recluse.
My God. I got you, my brother. I got you.
No, please.
All right,
man.
Peace, love. Dope. Love.